Wow, a talking tree? Am I imagining this? Is this a stupid joke? No, boy. This is a reality you have created, and this is not a stupid joke. You have walked into my realm of the forest. Do you not know this forest is brimming with magic? Your disbelief will not suck the sap out of me. Many of us trees have a lot to say. What else will we have to do? Ha ha ha! Den let out a billowing laugh. The forest is alive with many inhabitants, not visible to the untrained eye, if you can believe. Den's laughter emanated within the boy. But this cannot be happening. Do not be frightened. I am the last thing you should be frightened of, Den replied. Dikadu, is this your friend? Hello, Den. This boy I have not met, but I have been trying to tell him this part of the forest can be a threat. It is not the way out. He must turn around to get back to his family's picnic grounds. I am glad that he reached you as fast as he did. I came out from behind a tree where I hid to help when I knew he was lost and scared, though he just does not understand me. His hearing is impaired. A cricket. He believes my voice has that sound. If I was not nice, I would knock him around, Den explained. Now, Dikadu, we know how nice you can be. This boy does not use his special senses. You'll see.
Who are you talking to? The boy asked.
This is Dikadu.